Ooh. I'm about to dye my hair after this episode. Hey guys, my name is Shan. This is She Gets It Pod, a podcast where I understand most things, but it doesn't mean I have to agree with it. But today I wanted to talk about anxiety, okay? I think there's a lot of things that happen to different people because of anxiety, but anxiety may look like a different reaction to what's going on in your body with everyone, right? So some people may not know, but self-doubt can be a type of anxiety. Sweaty palms can be a type of anxiety. Shortness of breath, when you're stressed or when you have to do certain things that you don't want to do or you're not mentally prepared for, is a type of anxiety. I used to have anxiety when I was super over processing information, trying to figure out how I'm going to get it all done, worrying about being able to get to certain places at certain times when the girls are like smaller, worrying about paying certain things or having certain things on time, or what did I forget, you know? Just worrying created a type of anxiety in my body where I'll be standing up and thinking, well, feeling like I'm on an elevator and I'm going down, or I will get really dizzy. But I knew that I was stressing, you know what I'm saying? I knew what kind of stress I was under. I was depressed. I was dealing with a lot of bullshit that I didn't want to have on my plate at that time. And a lot of how everything was going to work was depended on me, right? But a lot of times our body speaks to us and tells us what's going on or what's too much or what's not working through giving you the results that basically are anxiety. And I think people need to be honest about what they can handle, what they can manage, what is too much, right? And some people get an illusion of energy when they're really experiencing anxiety. Some people drink. Some people take sleeping pills to avoid dealing with certain things. Anything you feel like you have to do in excess just to be able to get through it, you might be dealing with anxiety, right? I'm not saying you have to take pills to get rid of it, but something needs to come off of your plate, or you need to better manage something so you're not feeling that in your body. Some people have a lot of money issues, especially nowadays. A lot of people worry about health problems, or a lot of people are out here grieving the living and the dead, okay? In a way that people grieve the living, you might be grieving from a friendship lost, or a breakup, or someone disappointing you that you thought would never disappoint you, maybe a parent or a child. You might be grieving the loss of your home going in foreclosure and you thought you were going to grow old in that home. You might be grieving the loss of you thinking you were going to get a promotion at a job and someone else got it, but you got to continuously keep showing up in that job and like it still. And it's a lot of things that people don't think is grieving, but that's what the fuck you're experiencing. Okay? And it's okay to deal with it, but you got to know when to let go of certain shit. Because when we carry stress or when we worry about things we cannot control, and that's what I had to learn, to stop worrying about things I can't control. If I get there late, I'm late. If I can't make that payment on time, then I can't make that fucking payment on time. Like, feeling the need to have to be able every fucking time when somebody says today is crazy. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? So be realistic. Be realistic. Our minds process information in different ways, and fear of not being able is the root cause of a lot of people's stress, the root cause of heart attacks. Feeling less than is the root cause of some suicides. Feeling like you're not showing up like you thought you would at 40, at 50, or you feeling like a failure, but everyone appreciates you, but you don't appreciate you, or everyone thinks you look great, but you don't think you look great. You know what I'm saying? That's personal shit that you're not dealing with that could probably be solved by you going to therapy, but you're just thinking this the worst or this the heaviest shit to carry. And the thing about anxiety is some of it can be easily solved by just talking through shit or putting your energy into different therapy or exercises or massages, or changing your diet. And a lot of people go so extreme when they experience the results of anxiety that they just think, oh, what's a pill I need to take to get rid of this? Everything cannot be corrected in a pill, right? Some of it is the chemicals that we're putting in our body, that we're putting in our minds, do not work for us. We have to change it. And your body will tell you first. And sometimes your body tells you through giving you anxiety. So we have to take a pause when our bodies say, hold up, time out. I need 2 weeks off. I need a week off. I need more rest. I need more water. I need to exercise more. I need to stop eating all this red meat. I need to stop eating all these sweets. I need to stop drinking so much. I need to stop smoking so much. You know, my hair keeps breaking off. What am I eating? What is my diet like? Am I moisturizing my hair enough? Is the water that I'm showering with the best? Is there mold in my apartment? Is there mold in my house? I keep coughing. This cough keeps coming back. I'm having a rash. Are you washing with detergent that has hella chemicals in it and is making people sick? Like, there's lots of things that are around you that might not be helping you. You might have a dog or a cat in your house and you're fucking allergic, but no one thought to go get you an allergy test. You're a fucking grown-up. Take your ass to the doctor and ask them what the fuck that rash is and when it started. Did you have it before you had the cat? Did you have it before you had the dog? Are you sleeping on polyester sheets and you're allergic to polyester? Some people are and don't even fucking know. There's a lot of things that might be the root cause of your issues and you completely thinking it's something else or something's just specifically wrong with you and you're the only one. You're never the only one. Okay? I'm sorry, I didn't know why I did it in that voice, but I'm just saying, you could spiral for no fucking reason. So if you need to eat better, eat better. If you need to rest more, rest more. If you need to be more honest with yourself and the people around you, do that. Release that stress, okay? And some of y'all need to be fucked. That's why y'all so fucking miserable. But anyway, thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. Have a lovely day. I will be back again. Peace. Some of y'all.